you then, so I think to get
there we go.
Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Chof Ches Sivan, the 8th of June, for Rav Yaakov Sipper Shlita, Learning to Forgive and Forget.
Good morning to all of you. Morning. They say that in the Kelmi Yeshivas, when the Tzibur heard the Chazan pronounce Chodesh Elul, they would be filled with fear and trepidation for the forthcoming months. This may not apply to us, but what may be applicable to us is when we hear Mevorchin Chodesh Tammuz and Av, we feel a sense of discomfort and maybe even slight trepidation. What will come? What will the next couple of months bring? I'd like to share with you a beautiful pasuk in the Novi Zechariah that can give us a different perspective, a positive perspective towards Tammuz and Av. Pasuk says in Zechariah, Koyama Hashem Tzvokos, Tzoyim Horovi, the fast, the Tarnus, which takes place in the fourth month, which is the Chodesh, with Tammuz, Betzoyim HaChamishi, Betzoyim HaShavi, Betzoyim HaAsiri, Yiyeh LeBeis Yehuda, LeSosoin ULeSimcha. It will one day be transformed to Sosin and Simcha, LeMoyadim Toivim, BeEmes VaSholim Ervo. They bring down from the Kisvei Arizal. It says in connection with the eagle, Chag Lashem Mocha. Chag Lashem Mocha. This is Shiva Sabatamus. Show you that it was Shiva Sabatamus. The Yesh Mocha Shulachazman. There's a Mocha which is Lachazman. And that's what the Pasuk says in Zechariah. Shetsoim Horavi. Tsoim Avi, which is Shiva Sabatamus. Tsoim Achamishi. Yeh Lebeis Yehuda Lesosan Simcha. Shiva Sabatamus will be a Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av will be the second Yom Tov. And the days in between will be Chol HaMoed. There's a chidah which brings down a yalkut in Pashas Pinchas. Om Rab Levi, b'chol chaydish v'chaydish, b'kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, litelem moed l'Yisrael. In each chaydish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael a Yom Tov. Nisan, he gave them Pesach. Iyah, he gave them Pesach cotton. Sivan was Torah. But Tammuz, hoya, b'datoy, litin moed gadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give a gewaltiger Yom Tov in the chaydish of Tammuz. But unfortunately, Osu Egel, but they carried out the Egel, and it was Mevatalit. And Av Elul, Bar Tishri, came along Tishri, also for the same reason Av and Elul also were bottled. Bar Tishri, Paralem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somehow repaid Tishri, and we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Acheiru Pairea. Says the Chidor, Gevaltige Chiddush, he says, L'Fia Emes, that Rosh Hashanah should have been in Tammuz. Yom Kippur would have been in Chodesh Av. And he writes, that interestingly, he writes, V'kacha yushoimrim shem ve'eva, v'avaseinu hakdoshim. Well, tremendous chiddush. He says, the Ovas hakdoshim, in yeshiva shem ve'eva, kept the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah in Tammuz, and they kept Yom Kippur in Chodesh Av. In fact, Shivas of a Tammuz was supposed to be, and it was supposed to be a Yom Simcha, it should have been the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, should have been an Av. But when the Yidden served the Eagle, the Ribbono Shel Olam pushed it off until Tishri. Question is, what do we have to do to bring about the change? Allow me to share a story with you. A story is told about a Rebbe in the Yeshiva Shal Yoshev. His name was Rabbi Moshe Green. And he was traveling along in Queens, and he hit a puncture, and he called the AAA. And along came a middle-aged man, early 60s, and the man, his name, a tall, very tall fellow, came out, and he said, my name is Donnie. And Donnie came up to him, and then he came up to him, he started speaking to him in Yiddish. And he said, hey, hold on a second, are you Jewish? He says, no, I'm not. So how do you speak Yiddish? So he said to him, I'll tell you the truth. He says, I used to hang out with one of your buddies. Who's that? Somebody called Reb Yoel Teitelbaum from Williamsburg. Have you ever heard of him? Well, have I heard of him? You're talking about the Satmar Rebbe? Yeah, that's right, that's him. What's the story? He said, I'm a retired cop from New York, and I had decades of experience on the force, and I was his personal bodyguard. And he carries on some other expressions in Yiddish. And then he turns around to him, he says, can I ask you a question, a very serious note? This guy says to him, tell me, what have you heard the expression of a Yiddish cop? He said, of course I have. What does it mean? So he says very wearily, it means that the Jewish people are very smart and clever. And he gets serious. He says, tell me, I heard that you guys used to live in Israel, and your capital was in Jerusalem. Correct? Yes. I heard you had a temple, a beautiful place, where you got together. I nodded. He nodded. I also heard that 2,000 years ago you were exiled because you guys couldn't get along with each other. Is that true? Yes, it is. Now, and he says like this, I also heard that if you guys could just learn to get on with each other, then God will move you back to Jerusalem. Is that right? Yes, it is. So why don't you use your Yiddish cup to work a way out? I saw brought down from Rabbi Yelisa Shachar, Baron Leib, and he writes, unfortunately, Machlekes, what Machlekes does. And he writes, and he says, a frightening concept. Frightening concept. He said, as many people who consider themselves, Anoshim Rabbim, consider themselves Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs, and they think that when we talk about tshuva, we're talking about people who are a bit towards the left, people who are not a bit more secular, a bit more modern Orthodox. But we don't consider ourselves that we need tshuva. And he says you should know. He says sinas chinam amachlekes is nevelis and treifus. It's nevelis and treifus. One has to realize the importance of getting rid of it. I once heard. Then imagine a Godel, an Adam Godel would come and it'd have a huge asifa, and it would say to asifa, you know, Rabbi Yisrael, all the tzaros in the world comes from sinas chinam. This is the message of the Metzes Gedoy LaToyer around the world. It's all about sinas chinam. So I think many of us would sit back and say, fine, number one, I don't hate. And if I do hate, it's not for nothing. So what's habich mit sinas chinam? What's sinas chinam? What's habich mit sinas chinam? They stay over, Matzio Shlita says over, that he was that at the tnoim of Reb Zeidel Semititsky, Zeichet Tzadik Vracha, Dain Abramsky spoke. And Dain Abramsky gesagt, Reb Zeidel was at Gona Eden by, became a son-in-law by Reb Moshe Schneider. And Dain Abramsky says, I want to show you who are the daughters of Reb Moshe Schneider. Well, Wechstein, who are the daughters? So how's he going to describe them? And he made a comment, a cryptic comment, and he says, you should know that the daughters of Reb Moshe Schneider have no rishus in themselves. That's it. There's no rishus. And everyone burst out laughing. That's how you praise a chosne, a kala. There's no rishus. There's no rishus. It's not machal Shabbos. Esrish kachaza. No rishus. So he waited till everybody stopped laughing. And he said to them, do you know something? If somebody has sinna, and somebody has kinna, and somebody has machlekes, and somebody has akpodos on somebody else, he said, Das heißt rishus in sich. That's called rishus. That's called having rishus in oneself. And he turned round to the oilam and he said to them in Yiddish, Tapzachon. Tapzachon means carry out a self-examination, to investigate in yourselves. Tell me, are you? And he said to them, Tapzachon, are you all, how many of us? And he turned round, in Moshe Schneider's Ashtub, in his home, there's no rishus there. There's no kinner and there's no sinner. So I'll tell you the truth. I don't intend to present any chidushim here today. I'm not going to come and try and have present you with some impressive build-up. The purpose is simply to open the sugya that we all have to involve ourselves in this time and share with you some very basic points on the nature of sinner, of hatred, the definition of hatred, and to explain how it evolves and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach to how to resolve the machlekes. So let's have a look. Firstly, I think basically it wants to split it up. There are three types of hatreds, three levels of hatred. The first level would be called active hatred, which can unfortunately manifest itself in many ways. That your intention is to harm the other person financially, emotionally, physically. There's a passive hatred. The passive hatred that you're not motivated to harm the person, but you don't talk to the person, you're bragus, you ignore him, you walk another direction. And then there's a third level, which may be more appropriate to us, and that is harboring bad feelings against people. A lesser degree, you may not even realize consciously that you've been hurt by that person, and that person's upset you. And the test comes if this person asks you a favor, or somebody asks you about this person, somehow you feel cold and indifferent and you don't fancy actually doing something for that person. You're harboring some negative feeling. Let's call it, we'd call it criminal files. There's something back there in the recesses of your memories, what that person has done to you. And therefore, as Dain Abramsky says, can we say mizen and rain? Can we say that we've got no shaykhs, there's nothing to work on? Next point, let's define hatred from the perspective of the Torah. The first time, the definition is always the first time you find the word in the Torah. The first time the word sinner is in the Torah and Parshas Toldos. When they came to Yitzchak, the Plishtim came to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak said to them, Madua bosem alai, why do you come to me? Va'atem sinesim oisi, you hate me. Va'tashalchunim itchem, and you sent me away. And Rav Hirsch writes in Parshas Kedoshim, Leisisnes achicha bilvavecha. Derech hasayne, the nature of hatred is, shudeiches chaver, you want to push your friend away, just keep him out of your life. And to a degree that sometimes, even if it means, mevake bitl etzem kiyuma, you wish he'd completely be rid of. And I think really, the Makor is in the sugi in Makkos, the Gemara says in Makkos, hasayne eina goyla. If somebody's driving along the road, and his car skids, and he knocks over a man on the street, and this man is somebody who's a sayna, the Rambam defines a soina, it may be the gabbar in shul who didn't give you an aliyah on your yard site or whatever it was, and you abrased him, and you haven't spoken for 3 days. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't go to Golos, Harizen Nerag, you get killed, because we say we take on some mazit, it's a mazit. So Pella, so you haven't spoken to somebody for 3 days. So are we talking about low lives here? Are we talking about the mafia here? That somebody who's so callous and somebody chayas rois, it can't be. Because the Gemara asks a kasha, and the Gemara says, where's the hasra? You need to have hasra. And the Gemara says, we're talking about Talmud Chacham, who doesn't need hasra. So a Talmud Chacham does need hasra, and he doesn't speak something for 3 days, and he's choshed on Ritzicha. What's the pshat? What does that mean? And the answer is, let's explain it and break it down. We don't hate people overnight. But somebody makes a comment to us, a tease, a put down, they're nasty, they humiliate, offensive words. All these cause emotional pain. The aggressor goes away, but the emotional pain remains. Every time we think about that person, it hurts. Let's call it, it's like having a splinter. You have a splinter deep in your hand, and you can't take it out. But if you touch it and you press it, all of a sudden you can almost hit the ceiling. A nasty comment, an emotional splinter. Every time you think about it, it hurts. When you see the person that insulted you, you're reminded. And the further pain, the pain can continue pricking you for months, for years, and for decades, the rest of your life. One or two can be ignored and eventually forgotten without causing hate. But after several comments, the discomfort turns to dislike. You dislike the offender. Dislike in its advanced stage equals hatred, brings to hatred. And hatred, you want rid of the person. You want him out of sight of your life. Because his whole presence, every time you see him, it presses, it reminds you. For fear of more insults, not wanting ongoing reminders. You dislike a person, they feel it. And it mayim upon him, and reciprocate those feelings. Chazal say, mayim upon him, leivadam ladam. There's a spiral effect. It starts off when someone upsets you, insults you. You dislike them. They start disliking you. You dislike them even more. They feel the increase, and it brings to hatred. And that continues to escalate. Sinner leads to machlekes. Machlekes means chalukah. We begin to realize that we're different. We can't be partners in business anymore. We can't daven in the same shul. And chas v'sholom, in any situation, any relationship, we feel uncomfortable in that person's presence. Machlekes means to part ways. Chalukah, we part ways. We've seen the other person. I think this is brought down in, when one looks in the Gemara and Seita, it says, Vayokutsu mipnei b'nei Yisrael. Vayokutsu, Rashi says, Ki'ilu eineyem v'gufam meleim koitzim b'reisim es Yisrael. That's the concept. When they saw a yid, it was like pressing in a thorn. It's like a thorn. And when someone's insulted us and we see that person, it's like pressing in a thorn. So unfortunately, it brings to machlekes. Let's bring a frightening medrash in this week's Pasha, Pasha's Koirach. Boyerei kama machlekes oisa. What does machlekes do? So the medrash says, let's break down the word machlekes, take out the vav. Nektrikin, machlekes, makkah, makkah, it brings to makkah, unfortunately, to makkahs, charoin, likoi, klala, tachlis. All the worst klalas are brought about by machlekes. When I saw this medrash, I remember it happened to be once, I was sitting at a chasna and had a piece of paper. So I wrote down the word machlekes in English. I'll tell you how I spelt it. I spelt it M-A-C-H-L-O-I-K-E-S, for better, for worse, that's how I spelt it. And I worked out how many words, following the Medrash, leader of the Medrash, how many words come from here. So I started writing down from in the words, in the letters Machlokes, you find the words choke, smoke, ache, shame, shock, malice, sick, chaos, mock, smack, lice, mice, chemo, machla, and mace, Rachmana Litzlan. Following the Medrash, that is what Machlokes is, Rachmana Litzlan. So was tutn. But I want to bring out something which is not well known, something which the Chofetz Chaim brings down. It's a very, very big chiddush. What does it mean? We all know what Nakima is, taking revenge. What does Natira mean? What does Natira mean? And Natira says the Sefer Chinuch in Reish Mem Beis is brought down by the Chofetz Chaim. Shenimnamnu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah tells us, we may not milintoir bilvavenu, we may not store in our hearts, Masheheira lonu echad miyisrael, what another ye did to us. Va'afapish, even if we make a conscious decision not to harm the person, but yet, simply put, he says that if we may not have, or many of us are walking around, but let's call it criminal files that we store, how many teachers may have harmed us, may have said abusive words towards us, teachers, schoolmates, family members, people that we've come into contact with, and have upset us, and we've decided it's fine, I'm not going to harm them back, I won't do anything, but the file is there. What's this person supposed to do? So the Chofetz Chaim writes, and he brings down a second Sefer Chinuch, very fascinating Sefer Chinuch. Fascinating. Sefer Chinuch says, what happens? You walk into a shul, you walk into an office, and somebody comes to you with abusive words, and he's abusive towards you, are you allowed to protect yourself? You're not going to hit the person, but are you allowed to say something to the person which will quieten him down? Even, are you allowed to say an abusive comment back? And the Sefer Chinuch says, a chiddush, that he says he holds its mutter. He says, if somebody comes up to you with a stick and wants to hit you on the head, you can defend yourself. And if it means beating the fellow up, you beat him up. If somebody comes towards you and they want to hit you, they want to say abusive words, you can say to the person, keep quiet, I'm going to start talking, saying things about you. You're allowed to defend yourself. He says, it's Kenish Zayin, it cannot be that the Torah doesn't give a person the right to defend themselves. If we can defend ourselves from physical attack, we can defend ourselves from abusive words, which are sometimes far more harmful and far more long-reaching. You can defend yourself. But of course, he says, be careful. If somebody is a ish chosid, then hanelovim venem oilvim. But one should know, hanelovim venem oilvim is not the strict word of the din. It's sensible. It's a sensible approach because you're going to get into machlekes, but you're allowed to defend yourself. But says the Chofetz Chaim, and Sefer Chinuch says like this, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with emotions. We have emotions. We can't deny emotions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't expect us to be ka'avonim, like stones who have no feeling at all. We have hearts, we have emotions. And if we have emotions, we're going to be hurt. And if we're hurt, we're going to be upset with a person. You can be upset. But, so what's Natira? Said the Chofetz Chaim, you're upset. You're upset. But there must be a limited time. And after a short time, you must start the process of forgetting and forgiving. That's what the Chofetz Chaim writes. I read this out to you. Said the Chofetz Chaim, Avada, at the time, you feel insulted. If somebody drops a stone onto your toe, it hurts. It hurts. If somebody insults you, then he has dropped a brick on your emotional toe, and it's very, very painful. And you can't tell a person, don't be hurt, because it's a reality. But, says the Chofetz Chaim, achakach, when you've calmed down, obviously you may not take revenge. And even to store it in your heart, it's wrong. Beherchev zman ma'at, after a short time, tzorich lishkoyach, you've got to put into motion a process of forgetting it. As a mitzvah alachta bedrachov, pasuk says v'lo sisa olav chait, v'lo sisa olav chait. What is it? What's the word sisa mean? Says Rav Hirsch. He lifts. I quote Rav Hirsch. The Rebbein Shem lifts the burden of the sin of the person of the remorseful penitent who seeks atonement. It noitze chesed la'alofim, noisei avoin. What does it mean, noisei oven? Says Rav Hirsch, a moedig apshat. It says Rav Hirsch, a noisei oven. The Targum says noisei, sometimes Lashon HaKodesh, a word which has the opposite. It doesn't mean to carry, it's the opposite. It doesn't mean to load, it means to offload. Shovik, says the Targum, to offload. The Radak in the Ksava Chaisim, the Ksava Kabbalah writes, and he said, Loshen Slicha. What's a Loshen Slicha? Slicha's Pesha. He says, he brings down from Isaiah Kodesh, there's Nosa and Noise. Nosa's a load, Noise means to offload. Other Rishonim say, why do we call, when you're Meichel somebody, Noise oven, why is that? He says, because Isha Beinani, a regular person as opposed to a tzaddik who's an alob veinim alivim, im yitzaya oisa zul, as if somebody causes us emotional pain, hareze nechshav kilohu maso, he carries that along with him. He's carrying a burden. He's carrying a burden. In other words, if I may, just bederech remez, if you take the word soine is connected to the word noise. Soine and noise without a vav, which means you're carrying a lot of files. What does one have to do? When one clears up an office, one clears up a house, there's often a lot of junk, which you say, I don't need this anymore. Maybe at one time it was precious, and you start throwing it out to throw out the junk. One has to learn, and this is the exercise, one has to learn to start throwing things out. Sinas chinam doesn't mean to say there's no reason why I hate that person. That person may have been so abusive towards us that there may have been tremendous justification. So where's the chinam? The chinam is that you, yes, at the time you were justified to be upset and to be angry and to be completely consumed with all your feelings. But you've got to work on your feelings. You've got to work on your feelings. Did he insult you? Yes, he did. But there has to be, let's call it a sell-by date. There has to be a Breuger's till. There has to be, I'll tell you a personal story. I walked past a person and I felt very cold towards this person. I felt somehow a chill when he walked past. And I couldn't think, why? What's the person done to me? And all of a sudden it came to me, maybe it may have been a couple of days later, 3.5 years before, and I invited this person to a bar mitzvah, my first bar mitzvah. And he had a place, he didn't like his place. And he came up to me and he wiped the floor with me. How could I give him such a not bekoverdicker place? And it spoiled my whole simcha, and I was very upset with him. Suddenly I said to myself, and 3.5 years later, you're still upset with a person? Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that ridiculous? That's called sinas chinam. Sinas chinam means, for 3.5 years later, you're going to live with that? So what I did was, I mentally tore up the file. That's it. And I verbalized it. I moichel that person, belev sholem, benachas v'sholem, nothing. And you mentally rip up a file. And as these things go along and memories come to a person, one remembers, goes all the way back. A Rebbe in school, a boy in school who was jealous of you, who tried to put you in your place, a chavusa, whoever it was. And a memory comes, stop and say, right, it's come, it's many years have passed. I'm Michael. If it's something really, really serious, write it on the piece of paper and tear up the piece of paper. Something symbolic. And I want to add a chiddush. Sometimes you still feel angry with that person. So there's two parts in it. There's the academic and there's the emotion. A person can say like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, you want me to be Michael, I am Michael that person. And a chas v'shalom, the person should be punished in my life. I'm Michael b'chile gemura. But I still feel upset. Help me to work on my feelings. But that the person can be mispalel for that. So if sinner, and that's what we have to do, the mid of Amalek is Evrosoi Shmura Netzach. Amalek has no sell-by date. You upset Amalek, 5,000 years later, he'll take revenge. And our midah is a midah of Rachmanim, is to be Meichel. Next, it doesn't always work, this Eitzah. It's not always practical. Some people can do it, some people can't do it. But the next Eitzah is bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into the equation. And imami b'mon shalem shaboyes barach shmayehu boyrei umanik v'hu levadoi osa v'oisa v'yaisa cholamaisim. Nobody can cause you a tsar if it hasn't been given a go ahead by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Chinuch writes, so moedig a Sefer Chinuch, and he writes mishor sheyeda ha'adam v'yitin alibo. A person should know ki chol asher yikrehu, whatever happens to mitoiv ad ra, who sibba should tovay alav meis Hashem yisbar. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the equation. Lo yedov abilti, nothing can happen without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kain, What's the alkane? Knowing this concept, kishiyatsiruhu ayachiveyu adam, if a person causes you physical, emotional pain, yeda benafshe, realize that somehow or other you it may have come as a kaparas avainus. That person's a shliach. Why is he the shliach? That's not your concern. But if you have that pain, understand this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chinuch says, you should know, he says, nimtze b'mitzvah zu, in this particular mitzvah, that's a mitzvah, that's the behind, that's the concept, that the sheirish mitzvah le'sikoyim, te'eles rabbah, it's very beneficial, lahashbis riv, this can dissolve, and this can take away machlekes, lahave, and get hamas, teimois b'lei ben adam, the hidden, the tainus that we have, this can help us get rid of it. U'b'yeis ha-shalom, and when there's a shalom bein anoshim, yas Hashem, to understand, Sefer Charedim writes, when somebody would insult him, he would think to himself, what avarice do I have? And what a taiva this person is doing me by insulting. Who knows what benefit? The Heilige Baba of a Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, once asked his driver, taking to Williamsburg, to go to the Levi of a Pashtayid. And this Pashtayid was, and nobody's, what shaykhs you have with the Rebbe? And afterwards he told somebody afterwards, and he said, obviously somebody who didn't know who the person was, it would have been Lashon Hara otherwise, he said, you should know that this person was mevazen me once barabbi. And he caused me tremendous tzar. And I makit toivet him, because I was quiet at the time. The benefit that I had from that, I'm so makit toivet, I'm going to belover him in Kovod Achron. That was the bab of a Rebbe. You know, as a moedik and maisa, they say over about Napoleon. Napoleon was once wanted to invade a town, and he was with his men, and somehow the town were resisting invasion. And this went on for many weeks, and Napoleon's men got fed up, and they came to Napoleon and said, unless you do something, there's going to be a revolt. So he said, okay. He was a very brave man. He said, I'm going to go into the town. And he dressed up with another one of his men, and they went into the town. Let's have a look. Where are the people holding? And he went and he sat in a pub, and there were some soldiers. Some Russian soldiers were talking there, and they're talking about what's going on and how there's no food and how we're going to have to surrender soon. Everything that Napoleon wanted to hear. All of a sudden, one soldier turns around and points and says, do you know something? That's Napoleon over there. And they all burst out laughing. I'm telling you, I was there, and that's Napoleon. And they said, don't be so stupid. If that's Napoleon, he would never come here. I'm telling you, I could swear that that's Napoleon. There's only one person. So he recapped what's going on. So his friend shouted at him, Ivan, fetch me a whiskey, quickly. So Napoleon stands up, he's Ivan, and he goes along and he gets some this, and he clumsily drops it on the floor, smashed on the floor, and his friend comes up to him and says, Ivan, you fool! And he slaps him around the face, and he throws him on the floor, and they're rolling over each other, beating and screaming, and the soldiers are laughing. And he said, that's Napoleon? Would anyone do that to Napoleon? And he ran out. And eventually they got back to the lines. And this fellow fell on his feet and said, Adoni HaMelech, Adoni HaMelech, be meichel me. He said, if I could repay you in such a way, I would do so, but I can't. And I'm going to make you instead a minister. And he gave him a tremendous reward. And the Svarim bring down this story. And the Svarim say, do we understand? When somebody insults us, they may be saving our life. When somebody, because they're giving us an opportunity, even if at the time we were very upset, but they're giving us an opportunity later on to be mavel midosof. Yes, somebody harmed us. Somebody, a teacher, a friend, a neighbor, whoever it was, a colleague, whoever it was, a family member, and we stand here and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, the person has upset me, but I know this is something that you don't want. You want us to be b'shalom, and therefore I'm ripping up that file, that mavel midosof, called a mavel midosof mavirin. One know what that can bring about. Reb Chaim Vital writes in Shari Kedusha, Im Einei Seichelach, if you would be a wise person, you should look for people to insult you. Now, that doesn't apply to us. Nobody tried that. Because we may not do something which Chas V'Shalom, somebody does, will bring to Machlekes. But Reb Chaim Vital and his Madrega could, but the concept is still there. Let me conclude with the following. I'm sure many of you heard one of the what came... from the Meron, as I quote here, one of the survivors from Meron gave over something unbelievable. He was there. This man said that while he was being trampled, the survivor managed to find a passage of air. And in those precious minutes, he heard another person saying Krishna, knowing that this was his last moments. And then this victim, here's a Yid, who has, in his last moments, And last 10 minutes before, he's in the full spirit of Lag BaOmer, and now he's lying on saying his last breath. And when he finished saying Krishna, he turned around and he says, I don't know who's on top of me, but I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, I'm Meichel you. And that was Yitzias Nishmosa. Moyedik and Maisa. But Ribbono Shel Olam brings these Maisa, this Maisa is a baskol. This is something we must all be doing. I'm going to finish off with a story, and that's the end of the shir. So Moyedik and Maisa, my Zayda Rabbi Broch used to say over about the Dubna Maggid. The last year of the Dubna Maggid's life, when he was already in Ish Zokin, and people realized it's probably the last time anybody will ever hear him. The shul was crowded. It was a wooden shul, crowded to the rafters. And he looked like a malach with a white talus, as was Leil Yom Kippur. And then he stood up, and somehow or other he wasn't there. Anybody looked at him, he just wasn't there. They could see he was in different worlds. And suddenly he starts talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going on? You know, we've suffered this year. And he starts rattling off all the suffering that Yidden have been through physically and the redifas and the libels and the expulsions. And he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, we've just said, Vayoyimah Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha. And he raised his voice. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zog Shoin Solachti. And they heard from the background, Solachti. And Dudu Magid says, not everybody heard this. And all of a sudden, the women were fainting and the men were screaming and shouting, Mashiach's coming, it's a baskol, what's going on? And it was pandemonium. And then suddenly, Dudu Magid appeared as if he's coming back to life again, calmed everybody down. He said, Rabbi said, that wasn't a baskol. It was an echo. It was an echo. I'll show you. You scream loud in these wooden walls. It is. But we're not playing around here. We say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, say Solachti. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, my Solachti will echo your Solachti. The day that we, Klal Yisrael, are big enough to stand up and to rip up the files. Rip up the files of Machlekes. Rip up the files. People that we may not have spoken to. Yes, were we justified? Let's say we were justified. Let's say we were just. We're not going into that. Let's say we're 100% justified. It's a time when we all have to look inside us and think back. Has there anybody from time immemorial, all our lives, upset us? And one by one, rip up those files. And Beis Hashem Yisbarach will be zoiche to the baskol, the brain shem will say, Salachti, but be as Mashiach, so kei nemei v'meinu. Amen. Say I'm the mouth and say, but I have a friend of the Israel. Bagalov is man, Korean, and the Ramay.